Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Weekly Superannuation News Wrap. This is Paige Estratore from Financial Services Online, delivering essential updates this Saturday, January 3rd, 2026. In a bid to enrich lives and secure futures, there have been a whirlwind of events in the world of superannuation this week. Let's dive right in. Our first significant update relates to policy changes. Adjustments in superannuation contribution caps, which now allow for increased voluntary contributions, have been welcomed by consumers and businesses alike. This move serves to empower individuals to build their nest egg faster than ever. We also understand that there have been striking advancements in the wake of digital transformation. The adoption of AI technology in forecasting, risk assessment, and portfolio management is revolutionizing the superannuation landscape in Australia. These advances are contributing to a more streamlined and interactive user experience. In the realm of public superannuation funds, there are reports of a rise in membership despite the economic circumstances. The sector has shown resilience with the reported influx of new members, expressing confidence in the system's robustness and the industry's future growth. Moving to industry performance, the Superannuation Fund Index, a benchmark which tracks the performance of superannuation funds across Australia, reported an impressive annual return. This is encouraging news for our savers, solidifying their trust in the system. On a legislative note, a new bill has been proposed with amendments aiming to improve fund transparency. The proposed law, if passed, mandates super funds to declare their portfolio holdings, thereby enabling members to make informed decisions about their investments. Finally, we end with a note on education and awareness. The Super Smart campaign launched recently is already creating waves, educating many Australians about the importance of superannuation, its benefits, and how to navigate choices available. So that's all from the Superannuation News Desk for now. For more details on each story, as well as other updates and insights, feel free to check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, signing off from Financial Services Online. Until our next weekly superannuation news wrap, remember, it's your money, your future. Let's make it count.